Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Vanis?
Yes, Jillian.
First of all, I heard our New Year's show.
The New Year's...
Didn't even bother to say New Year's.
Well,
what do you have to say for yourself?
Because this is technically this is the first time.
No.
I mean, you've made it very clear to our audience that often we're not it's not weekly that we get together. So this is technically our first time we've been together for the new
New Year. See, here's what a producer would do. A producer would say, "We need a New Year's show." And then we would say, "Happy New Year, everybody." But okay. on our show, it's like it came and it went.
No. Okay.
Just so you guys know, today is actually January 2nd. I listened to the show today. No mention of New Year's.
And how would you like to
Zippo.
Do that? How would you like to do that when somebody...
Well, it's done and dusted now.
When somebody wanted to try and get together during the break and somebody needed some time off. So I was told...
Time off. Nicole didn't show up. Oh, that's why that little bitch left under the pretense of going to get lunch.
No, the truth. Here's the truth. We try to get you on the, what was it, the 23rd of December, and we could not.
Why not?
So we had.
Why not?
Apparently, you were possibly spending some time with your family.
No, that's not the truth. I'm going to look up the 23rd of December right now.
Jake and I were available.
No, I doubt
it. I was free.
The 23rd.
I have a funny feeling the person who wasn't available.
Don't book anything. It was Nicole.
Don't book anything. See?
No, that's the 23rd. Hold on. No, hold on.
Don't book anything.
No. I'm trying to get into last year. That's my problem. 23. Where is that sucker? That's a Saturday.
You know, please stop talking so I can talk so I can hear my voice through my new headphones that you gave me. I'm so happy with these.
I gave Janice headphones, and they were supposed to say Manus, but Nicole crapped the bed there, too. Well, either way, I would have said, hey, we need to get a Happy New Year.
But this is a bit delayed. I realized that. When I posted it, I went, you know what?
I bet on your other show you guys wished everybody Happy New Year. If I go to Twitter right now and say, hey, on Manus's other show, did she say Happy New Year to you?
No.
And where's my 300th show? We're already on 305. I'm out of the gate on fire this year. I'm telling you. Where's my remember, Jake, we were supposed to have a 300th show.
Is that supposed to be like a clip show with some memories?
It was supposed to have,
No, because the last time I did a clip show, people got really angry. So no more clip shows. We ended that. The first time, it was fine. The second time, people were furious.
We should give them the show that never was, all the stuff that was never released.
I did that. I did that, and people hated it. That was the name of the show. Well, show number 200.
Whose show is this? Theirs or ours?
Yeah, oh exactly, Manis.
Well, all I'm saying
grow
is...
grow a pair.
People
right,
were
Jake?
Upset. All right. We can make this. We can make this kind of a delayed
I'm just trying to figure out what I want to talk about because there's so much that's happened. I have so much to say, and then people are going to hear stuff that they need to hear now. Weeks to come, Janice.
Well,
so maybe, I mean, let me think. Okay, for the next month, you guys are going to hear New Year's Day segment as your first segment. So I have to start out with, I guess, what's the most current? And that is, did anybody see the Ronda Rousey fight?
I didn't see it live, but I definitely saw all the pictures of it. What happened, man? Now, apparently she's blaming her coach now.
Look, here's... I
don't
was
know.
So disturbed that I was rocked by that. And I think there were so many different elements. So here's what happens. She loses a fight to Holly Holm. It's the first time she'd ever been defeated. I'm pretty positive, right? She's a gold medal Olympian. I'm also pretty positive. Like, she's a real fighter. She's not... That's what people love to do. Like, when you become super successful... And they're like, oh, you're not real. You're not a real fighter. You're not a real trainer.
Sure.
And it's like, no, I'm actually just really good at what I do. So I've transcended. And Ronda Rousey is a great fighter. A great fighter. Her judo skills are incredibly impressive. Like, watch some highlights. She was undefeated. And by the way, she created that division of UFC. She built the house.
Right.
And so she gets defeated by Holly Holm, and it was like, well...
When was that, Jill? That was
a year ago.
Okay.
And it's like, well, she's distracted. And I'll never forget, I was at the airport the day she was fighting Holly Holm, and some woman came up to me and asked for a picture or whatever, and I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And she goes, I'm traveling to the fight tonight or something. And she goes, that was Holly Holm, Ronda Rousey, right? And she goes, my friend is fighting Ronda Rousey. And I go, well, your friend's dead. And, you know, and I was like, she's unbeatable. And she lost. And I was like, wow, okay. Well, you know, things happen. And at the time it was like, maybe she's exploiting different aspects of her career. You know, who knows if she really wanted to fight anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to grow, you want to evolve, and people want you in your box. So who knows if she even really wanted to fight. So she gets beat. And it wrecked her because she gave all these interviews and she's like, I don't know who I am. If I'm not undefeated, you know, what's my value? This is her whole identity. And that broke my heart for her because I think we've all been there where it's like, who am I if I'm not taking care of everybody,
yeah,
or if I can't be the one that is always comes through, or if I can't be the white knight, or if, you know, everybody has their thing that they think gives them value in the world. Instead of just, I'm a good and lovable person, it's like, what's the facade
sure
look like? Is it like I drive a big expensive car? I'm a rich person. I take care of X, Y, or Z. I'm the one that always comes through. I'm the one that, you know, whatever it might be, fixes all the problems. And last year I felt was the year where the universe was like, oh, is this what you think gives you value? Let me take that all away from you. And I experienced it. Giancarlo experienced it. And clearly Ronda Rousey was experiencing it where you're like, I'm the, you know, this is what I do, and I take care of everybody, I employ everybody, and this is my value, and this is my stature, and what have you. And it's just like, you just got hammered. I did, at least last year. It just brought me to my knees. And I thought, okay, this is a great lesson, right, of your true value and having to be truly vulnerable. And I never fully got there because I was like, no, I'm still going to do it or push myself, yep, to be able to do it. And but I did get, you know, I got halfway there, I would say. And so she comes back. Now she's fighting Amanda Nunes, who is Brazilian. I think she's 25.
Yeah, she's young.
And Ronda Rousey's only 29. And I think she was like 4-10. I think she's lost 4 fights and won 10, which is now, I think, 4-11 because she beat Ronda Rousey. So, you know, for me, look, I mean, having been in a position where everybody tries to attack this sort of established person in the space, I have watched Ronda Rousey for years, And you could say whatever you want about her. I don't know her personally, but she's a great fighter. A great fighter. And Heidi is like, I don't understand why you're watching this. Why do you watch this stuff? You know, why do you want to see people beat the crap out of each other? I'm like, that's because you're not a fighter. You don't fight. You know, you don't understand the amount, how tactical some of these fighters are.
Yeah.
And or the determination or their ability to tolerate pain. Or, I mean, you just don't. This is like, it's a tremendous display of athleticism and strategy and superhuman strength. And it's incredible. She's just like, they beat each other up. It's crazy. I don't respect it. I'm like, fair enough. Okay. So, you know, they go out and I'm thinking like, okay, Ronda Rousey's had this year. She looks better than ever. She's fitter than ever. Not bigger, but fitter than ever. Leaner than ever. And I'm like, all right, you know, this is going to be her moment. And it's not that I don't know anything about Amanda Nunes, but in this position right now, Ronda Rousey is the underdog. And she's like, I'm coming back to get my belt. She had a really hard year and you're rooting for her, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't as though they went the rounds and she lost, or it was a devastating loss.
Was it 48 seconds?
It was, but Janice, she got hit 27 times in the head in 48 seconds. And it looked like she'd never even been in the octagon before.
Really?
Oh, mama, it looked like she'd never even fought before. And you could tell that what happened, like this girl caught her a couple of times, and it rocked her. You could see that she panicked and just kind of like left her body or something and just was not there. And it was like bang, 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 bang in the face. Like there wasn't even like Amanda Nunes. There wasn't even Amanda Nunes, hands down, just walking her down, walking Rousey down, like just dude. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, which is jab, cross, jab, cross, jab, cross, jab, cross. It wasn't like, you know, a spinning heel sweep, scissor kick, arm bar, you know, calf splitter. It wasn't even like there was no technique. It was just like bang, 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 bang. And in the face, ref calls the fight. And the reason I'm bringing this up, though, is not all of this. Okay. I then go on the internet and to see the horrible things that people were saying, that's what really upsets me. And it was like, oh, you know, just horrible, horrible. Oh, she's a joke. Oh, making fun of her, this, that, the other. And she's a laughingstock. She's done. Her career's over. She's 29. And not only is she 29, she built this division. There is a female division of UFC because of her. And everyone's like, oh, she, you know, she got $3 million for 48 seconds. And it's like, no, no, a-hole. She got $3 million because of how much money people paid to see that fight. To see her fight. To see her come back. I guarantee you, I mean, Jake, will you Google how much that fight made? Of which she got $3 million. How much do you think, like, right, yeah, how much do you think Pacquiao and, oh my God, Mayweather got?
It says, Rousey earned 64% of the event's total disclosed payout of $4,683,000. So that's $4.6 million to pay out all the contenders. Rousey got $3 million, Nunes got $200,000, Cody Garbrandt got $200,000.
That guy's an amazing fighter. Wow.
Dominic Cruz, 350. TJ Dillashaw, 200. And everyone else got like 43, 134,
40. That Garibon guy is an incredible fighter. One of the best fights I've seen. I mean, just such an unbelievable. He destroyed the champ. But it's a different conversation.
But I don't know how much it brought in. It doesn't say here.
I'm telling you. It made me think to myself, I wanted to be like, oh my God, show some respect. Here's a person that's probably at the lowest she's been in her entire life at this moment without knowing her childhood. And everyone is like, oh, hold on. Are you down? Are you a mess right now?
Let me take the
boot. Let me spit all over you and put my, because it makes me feel good about myself. Like, what is that? That's not, That's disgusting human behavior. Disgusting human behavior. Disgusting. I was disgusted. And I'm like, the internet is just evil. The things people do and say. And it's like, show some respect for her. She is an incredible fighter. Something is obviously going on with where her head is at, man. You know, she's not, like, yeah, someone did not prepare her for that fight. She wasn't prepared as a fighter. She wasn't prepared mentally. She was not prepared.
Yeah, just the stills. Like, even the stills, you can tell a lot in still photography. And, you know, the shot of that, I don't know which if it was number 26 or number 27 to the face.
It was crazy.
But her,
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this can't be happening, but go on.
Yeah, but when they went to raise, you know, the other gal's arm, and you could just see, she didn't even look up. Like, Rhonda just, I love the fact that you said it was like she wasn't there. It's
no.
Like she had disassociated with her body.
Yeah, she was gone, dude.
Yeah.
She was gone. She just was taking punches to the face, and I was like, okay, there's something so serious going on with her head right now. Of like, maybe she doesn't want to be there. You know, there's just something else going on.
Is that quite possible, though? Do you think
she was
forced?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to fight anymore. And I don't think she even knows she doesn't want to fight anymore.
Mm.
I think, but I've been there where I'm like, I don't want to do Biggest Loser anymore. And everyone's like, no, you know, and you're like, no, I want to do a talk show. No, we don't care. We don't want to hear from you in that way.
We want you to do this.
Yeah, and I think she's like, you know, I'm liking my life. I like the acting thing. And, you know, I think maybe she, where are you going?
That reminds me of.
Oh no, one of Janice's segments.
No, but it reminds me of something. George Michael died.
I know.
And there was a thing
Jesus,
that was released.
This year.
And there was a thing really back in 1990, and this kind of ties into what you're saying. He did a piece for the LA Times, and he said, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And he talked about the pressures of fame, and he talked about how hard it was.
Yeah.
And he was miserable. And that was in 1990. And so Frank Sinatra writes this letter. Frank Sinatra, writes this letter to him saying, talent must not be wasted. Those who have it, those who have talent must hug it, embrace it, nurture it, share it, lest it be taken away and fast as what you were loaned. And you kind of see both sides. You go, okay,
Mama.
Yes, but if he was done. He was done in 1990.
No, I've been there too. Like, I went through this thing over the holidays, and I could not seem to bring myself to post on social. I couldn't. I'm like, I've got to start posting. I've got to. And I could not. And I'm like, okay, I've got to do this. We're launching this app, and I you know, people are expecting it's New Year. They want to hear me say, like, here we go. And
yep.
And I was like, what in the hell is wrong with me? And I just got to a point where I was like, I can't. It's not the connection with the fans. I hate that word, but I don't know what other word. I cannot see one more post like the ones attacking Ronda Rousey. I don't want to see that anymore. I don't want to experience that anymore. Did I tell you about when Gabrielle Reese came up to me and, like, did I tell you this story?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this year was just really hard, and I had to think about, or 2016, and I had to think about what mattered the most, and I was like, okay, at the end of the day, it's going to be my kids, right? And then, because my career brought me so much meaning, but there's so much horrible business stuff and so many disgusting, disgusting monsters that you need to deal with in quote Hollywood. And I was like, I don't think I can do it anymore. I can't deal with one more of these monsters. And when I tell you monsters, I mean disgusting, repulsive, misogynistic, sexist, racist monsters. Monsters, these men. Monsters. Absolute monsters. And I just was like, I don't know that I can do it anymore. And how was I going with this? God damn.
Gabrielle Reese.
Yes. So I was at the UPS store, and I had taken like a few photos, you know, and you don't look your best sometimes, and you don't really want to take a photo because it's like, you don't want it to live forever. You're like out of bed in your pajamas, you know, you have a pimple or whatever, but you know, you do because people ask, but sometimes you just, you're like, oh, I really wish that photo wasn't going to live forever. And so I'm walking out of the UPS store and I hear my name and I was like, oh, I really just want to keep walking to the car right now. You know, and you're just not in the mood. And so I was like, maybe I could just kind of just keep walking and pretend like I didn't hear it. And I hear my name again. And I turn around and it's Gabrielle Reese, who lives in Malibu. And who, by the way, is enormously tall, and I am enormously short, so we looked ridiculous having a conversation. And she's like, you know, I see you around all the time. I was like, I know, I see you too. I'm a huge fan. And she goes, did you wonder, like, who's this person calling my name? And I said, I'm sorry. I just didn't feel like taking a picture. And she's like, well, you know what you should worry about when they don't want to take pictures with you anymore. And in that moment, and I know she was trying to be nice, but I was like, okay, bye.
That's exactly what this
and I went home and I said to Heidi, I was like, I've never in my life done what I do hoping somebody will want my picture. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the before and afters that I get, because we've asked for a bunch of before and afters for people.
Sure.
You know, we're like, hey, we're doing this. Our new app is launching. Can we get your before and afters from the, you know, the programs you've trained with me, whatever. Or, you know, and that stuff, seeing that is just... That makes my heart swell. I'm like, wow, like if I played any small part in this, their journey, that I love. But I never got into this because I was like, oh, I want to be famous. I got into it because I felt good about myself if I felt I could help someone.
Yeah.
And the fame stuff is brutal, man. It's ugly and it makes you see the ugliest parts of humanity in some cases. Also some great parts, right? Well, people will walk up to Ronda Rousey and be like, my God, you're an incredible fighter. You inspired me. But to be at your lowest and have your name be the number one trending topic of people saying you're a joke, you're not a real fighter, you're pathetic. I was like, this is just disgusting. It kills people.
It does. It kills people. It just does.
It does. And so I think what I wanted to really say was, you know, first of all, if ever, because I think other people experience this who aren't famous, that when they're down and out, there are those individuals in the world that will kick you when you're down. You know, and just remember that those are miserable, jealous, unhappy people. Surround yourself with the people that love you. I wish to God, I was like, where is the counter post to this of everybody saying, Rhonda, you're a great fighter. You know, whatever you're going through, whatever's happening in your life, that's okay. You're a gold medal Olympian. You kicked ass. You built this division. And as much as I appreciate Amanda Nunes, one, I was like, show some respect.
Yeah.
Because she's like, Rhonda Rousey is done. And I was like, are you bitch? Say, like, she's an incredible fighter. I'm honored to have been here.
Honor your opponent.
Yes. Exactly. I was like, oh, God. I hated that. I thought it was disgusting. Ronda Rousey's done. She wants to be a movie star. And I was like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Have some. And she's like, I've wanted to fight her since my first fight in the UFC. And I was like, exactly. Because she's a great fighter. Because you respected her and you admired her. You don't need to kill the thing that you admire in order to be successful. Mm. Honor her. Show some class. I was so mad. And that's what I just think, you know, we're all going to be down in our lives. Support the people, you know, when they're down and support them when they're up. You don't need to destroy somebody who's on top. You celebrate them and that lifts us all up. And that, I guess that's all. I just was so sickened by the internet, man. And it's like, I try so hard to just communicate with the people that are on my page to try to be there for them. And just, you know, you try to just read their stuff, but it's just not that easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. And it's like, that's my thing. I'm like, my 2017, I'm like, I'm trying so hard to just focus on the people that want to hear from me and want my help. And, you know, because that makes me happy. That makes me feel good. So I'm not going to allow the haters to keep me from the people that I on social that I have a great relationship with. So anyway, I don't even know where that was going. I just think don't treat people like that.
Happy 2017, everybody.
Don't be like that.
I know.
Yeah.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. So I put like my own before and afters and ask people to submit the ones that their before and afters. And so we just launched our new app, and so I was doing my before and after.
So that's the way to participate. I'm quite intrigued with your app.
Look how chubby pants I am. I know the app. I know. McManus, it's finally up.
I know. So what I read on the Twitter feed, because sometimes I go on the Twitter.
Oh my God.
Was that like, it was like.
Oh my God. So here's what happened. So in all transparency, here's what happened, right? So for months, we've been getting JillianMichaels.com has been coming back to me. So to try to explain what this means, it was a licensing deal, which means that a company called Everyday Health, which is sort of like a WebMD, 10 years ago, right, said, oh, we want to license Jillian's website and we're going to pay her a royalty and we'll use her content from her books and this and that. Okay, 10 years ago. We have not been, we've been unable to get out of the deal because they've had our URL for 10 years. We haven't been able to collect the names of people that sign up on the site. We haven't been able to change the content. I haven't been able to create an incredible app. I haven't been able to do anything. They owned it. I haven't been able to change the price point. Nothing.
Wow.
So knowing that it was coming back to us, Giancarlo and I were like, okay, we need to just throw everything out and start over. What do we want to do? So we were kind of looking at like, okay, what can we do? What does technology allow us to do? And God, I hope, you know, bear with us. So in all transparency, you guys, you're going to have to bear with us because the technology of this thing is pretty intense. And it's basically what it does is we shot a ton of exercises, right? Like 550 exercises.
Oh my God.
And I categorized them. Yeah, I shot every single one. Video, not photos, video of me doing them with multiple cameras so you can see each move from all different angles. And the way I categorized them was by difficulty level. So you show up and you say, I'm a beginner, I'm intermediate, I'm advanced. I want to work for, I have 20 minutes today and I want to do total body. I have 10 minutes and I want you to train, you know, my abs. I have 30 minutes and I want to do upper body. I have, and so I then have populated the moves so that whatever you ask me for, the moves are all categorized based on difficulty level.
Wow. So it's like an algorithm?
It's an algorithm, but I categorized it and I programmed it. So I said I want X amount of strength. So I said I want 30-second intervals. I want them to loop again in a circuit. Like I used all my training methodology. Wow. And then you can ask me to modify or progress the move or swap it. So people are like, I have knee problems. I can't do this or that. I'm like, then you just say swap the move, modify the move. And I talked you through every single thing, everything, motivate the whole, it's really cool. Now, let's say you don't want to just do freestyle. You can pick a program. So you can say, oh, I want the postnatal program. I want the wedding warrior program. I want the, you know, legs program. I want the buns program. I want the abs program where I pre-programmed it. And if you are, if you're more advanced, you say, push me harder. You can say, you can tell me to give you a harder move or an easier move.
Excuse my naivety, but where are you telling, where am I telling you this?
On your app.
Okay.
So you just push your little button and you tell me to modify it. So it works on your phone, your iPad, your watch and all this stuff. And then there's meal plans. So you can say, I want the omnivore meal plan. I'm vegan. I'm paleo. And you know, I don't love paleo, but if you want it,
it's there.
It's there. So this way I can say, look, all right, I controlled the quality of the food. I controlled the quantity of the food. And we had a great chef involved. So hopefully it tastes good. If you choose this, I'm not going to tell you, you know, because that's a personal thing. So I took care of the two things that matter the most, quantity and quality. And of course, flavor. So it's just, it's super, super cool. But it's taken us a really long time because it's a very intricate build. So I want people to understand, I think this is really important. The idea of the app is to provide you with all the tools. It's got trackers. It's dynamic. Anything you want, I can create for you workout-wise for the most part. And I can continue. Like, there's a 5K program. Like, I can create a marathon program. I can do anything I want with this thing. It's amazing. And, of course, you know, we'll do another shoot and add more exercises. And I can add more programs. And I can add more recipes. So the sky becomes the limit. But the foundation has, like, 300 recipes and amongst the plans and 550 exercises so I can create whatever I want out of it. Those are like my building blocks. Now the going rate for this stuff, like my old site was $4 a week. And, you know, other people charge like somewhere between $9.99 a month and $19.95 a month. And I was like, you just can't do it. You cannot do it. You don't have the money. So we were fighting and fighting and fighting. And I was like, what if we, you know, what would happen if you charged $1 a week and you had 1 million people sign up? And they're like, there's no way. There's no way. JillianMichaels.com in its peak, in its best whatever, with television ads and everything, had 100,000. Because it costs money. So in all transparency, so you guys understand, because everybody's always like, why is it so much money? Why do I have to pay? Why do you have to make money off me? You have to understand, guys, this stuff costs so much money to do the tech build, to put it through the App Store, to pay Apple their 30%, to pay your entire staff, to pay your marketing fees because you have to market it. It costs a fortune, and I don't think people understand that. So they're like, well, I don't understand. Don't you have enough money? Can't you give it to me for free? We're not Nike. So like Nike will give you an app, but it's what's called a loss leader because they're like, and buy the shoes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's to get you to buy the shoes, the hard goods that they sell. This is a content-based app. It's not an advertising app. We don't advertise to you. We're not selling you something, you know. It's to get you, it's workouts and meal plans and motivation.
Yep.
So, you know, I was like, can't we please just try it? Let's try it. $1 a week, just under $3.99 a month. They can cancel anytime. You don't have to. You can opt out at any point. And because I was like, if you get 1 million people, you're fine.
Yeah.
You have to add more bandwidth. So they weren't prepared and they hadn't done what's called load balancing. So it crashed. It crashed the site. And then Giancarlo goes, okay, do me a favor. You crashed the site. Go back on and say, so sorry, we crashed the site, but we added more bandwidth. Then it crashed again.
I
wanted to kill him. So I spent all night long going through comments saying, I'm so sorry. We'll be up shortly. I'm so sorry. We'll be up shortly. I'm like, don't tell me to go on and say it's fixed when it's not fixed. And they're like, Jill, we're on 7 servers now. 7. And we added like thousands of subscribers. And you know why? And that's what I said. I said to the partners, I go, you see, like, if you don't gouge people.
Yeah. If you build it, they will come.
Yes. I mean, it's like, if you don't, like, and I get it, you know, because for it to be profitable, you know, like, let's say you had 10,000 subscribers, which is, for a lot of these clubs, is a big amount of subscribers. At $4.99, Jesus, what is the math on that? It's $40,000 a month. That's not even what it costs to market the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Costs $500,000 to build it. It's crazy. It's gnarly because it's so intricate. But the thing is, you got to just... I said, look, do me a favor. Just let me do this for our core fans. You know, Giancarlo was on my side. He was totally with me. And I was like, let's see what happens. And so I'm hoping, and people are like, I really hope you leave the introductory offer. And it's like, I can't say it on social, but here's the thing, guys. Like, I'm hoping to leave this as the offer. And if I get enough people on there, I don't need to raise the offer. And that's the truth.
That's get on there right
all
now.
Transparency.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. JillianMichaels.com, you can get the app.
Hey, you know what? I remember on tour, How many people came up and said, please, would you train me?
I know.
Please, would you train me?
This is now I can train you.
Oh, I think it's fabulous. Congratulations.
Manus, I've got a snappy for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ready? Reasons why you're not losing weight.
Because you put the sugar in your pie hole. That's why. It's part of it, for me anyway.
No, that wasn't...
Sugar in the pie hole.
No. No. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Your workout isn't challenging enough, Manus. You're not pushing yourself. You're reading on the elliptical. You've fallen into a training rut.
Oh, she who checks her email
on the Stairmaster with no hands at a level 8. You're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, try that. Try that, Manus. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're drinking too much.
Booze or water?
Boozola.
Yeah, booze is tough, man.
Booze a lot of moose, Manus. Booze a lot of moose. Damages the hell out of the metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're eating too many calories. You have to count calories. If you're not counting calories.
You know, I'm going to be quite rude to you right now.
Do it.
But just that is just.
Do it, old Gail.
It's just, who wants to hear that?
A person who wants results?
Well, I know, but seriously.
It's like we don't, though. We don't count calories. So there's got to be another way. If we don't want to count calories.
There's not.
Yes,
then you count points. But I mean, that's what points are.
Well, I'm just saying. When you say that to me, it just makes me angry inside. A little bit angry.
Mama.
It does. I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't want to hear that. I want you to say something like that I want to hear.
Okay. Well, that's the truth right there, old girl. All right. Let's see. What else you got? What else I got here for you?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Not working hard enough. You're in your routine. You don't break it up. You don't progress it. You don't count calories. You drink too much. You're not sleeping.
Yeah. That I believe. That.
Manus. You're burning the candle at both Manus ends. can't do that, man. Us.
Yeah,
that's another big one. Okay, it's possible that you have a hormonal imbalance. If you've checked you've dotted all the I's and crossed every T, you might have something going on with your hormones. Your thyroid could be messed up. Your testosterone levels as a female might be too high. You could have PCOS.
Yes.
And it's not to say you can't lose weight, but you might need a little tweak, a lot of mousse, a little tweaky deaky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You're stressed out of your mind.
But you know, you can't just change that right away.
You got to, but these are we've like, oh, it's not working. These are things to look at.
Yes.
You know, because stress shifts the hormonal situation. Stress shifts your biochemistry, makes you release more cortisol and pack on that belly fat. It's bad. It's a vicious cycle of unwanted pound addage. Yeah. You got to work on the sleep. You got to prioritize it. Go to bed earlier.
Okay, I have a question for you then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
What if you can't change any of that?
You can. Go to an endocrinologist if you've tried all this stuff. You can control how much food you're eating. You can do that. My app tracks it all for you. You don't even have to be a member. You get that stuff all for free. I mean, you can do that. You know, your sleep levels, you can get more sleep. Find a way. If I can get 7 hours, you can get 7 hours. And I still get up.
You seriously get seven.
Yeah, man. And I think it's not that hard. Even if I fall asleep at 11 and get up at 6, that's 7 hours of sleep. Seven. Heidi goes to bed at 8:30.
Good God.
I know. She's like an old woman. Yeah. Stress is a tough one, admittedly. You can drink more water. You can cut out the alcohol. You can frickin' stop reading on the elliptical. You can push yourself a little bit more. You can switch up your exercise routine. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Is about losing weight is to escape everything. Because all those things,
what's
I know.
What are you talking about, Nicole?
I'm just saying, I think that sometimes just to escape and find a place to be where it's an easier, softer life.
Yeah. Nicole, what's it talking about?
I think she's talking about being stressed and the stress-inducing cortisol that makes you fat. I saw a commercial about that.
Okay.
All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, Sarah is on. She has a question. Sarah's from Utah. Sarah, Jillian.
Hey, Sarah, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. Just having the day off. So my question, last week you guys did a segment on waist trainers.
Okay, yeah.
And my question, so I'm 15 weeks pregnant, and I was wondering, I've seen a bunch about these postpartum compression girdles. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on those.
You know, both Andrea Orbeck, who is was Heidi's trainer and was the pregnancy fitness specialist who worked on the pregnancy book with me and co-wrote the workout program, as well as our OBGYN named Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz, both recommend, quote, binding and belly bandits. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Uh-huh. That was my... my apologies. Both recommend binding the abdomen. I thought I just turned this.
God, this is like Groundhog's Day. Oh my God.
I apologize. I'm getting texts from Heidi right now telling me that the people who tore up our kitchen that were supposed to come back on Saturday, and it's now Monday. Sarah, this is my life. Are still not there, and no one can track them down. Okay. Meanwhile, they're holding thousands of dollars worth of Carrera marble in their possession. Oh, so, anyway, let's talk about belly bands.
Now back to you, yes. Sarah.
Sorry, Sarah. This is what I'm dealing with.
Let's talk about me. No.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. All right, my friend. I'm so sorry. Here we go. Back to us. So both of them recommend the binding, and they talk about it in my book, Yeah, Baby. Okay. And the idea really is that it just, they believe that it helps to sort of manage any sort of inflammation post-pregnancy.
Right.
It helps to kind of, I don't think that it can tighten the skin. Skin is an organ. It's going to do what it's going to do, but with inflammation, swelling, soreness, helping the muscles to kind of pull back together. They swear by it, and I believe them, and they are the experts, and theoretically, that all makes sense to me. So, you know, if you have a surgery, they're going to put, like, a little band or a corset or something on to manage any kind of inflammation, swelling. And if you think about this, this is, I mean, you carried a freaking bowling ball in your abdomen. You know what I mean? And then you push that bowling ball out one way or another, and the reality is it's intense. It just is. And I'll tell you this, even if they came out in X amount of years and said this doesn't work at all, what's the harm?
Yeah. Right. Well, I just didn't want to wrap myself in some uncomfortable garment. It's not worth it. But
it shouldn't be uncomfortable for you.
Right.
It shouldn't be. You know what? Hold on. Let me open my book.
I'll sing a little song to Sarah.
Yeah, sing to Sarah while I open the book, because I don't have the actual book, so I have to pull the actual document up on my computer.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Go, man, let's go.
Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Throwing it on the old banjo. How do you know this song?
I don't know.
Fiddly-I-O.
Yeah, baby, final manuscript.
Yo, ho, ho, ho.
Exercise edits.
Fiddly-I-ho.
For copy edit, is that it?
Strumming on the old banjo.
I don't think that's it. Mine was having a... Eve Adamson. Okay. Let's see. Gilbert.
Jake, you don't know this song.
No, I do not.
Let's see.
Hang on. No, it's your
no,
turn.
No, not coming
Jake,
up.
Jake, you sing one now.
Let's try this.
Sing an old folk tune from your family,
no.
Jake.
An old this is going to be a minute here.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Yeah,
and when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
Yeah, go, Jake. Binds
That's
together.
All I got.
Binds with... Binds, binds. I'm hoping this is the right. Oh, this is frustrating. Damn it.
Whoa.
Final manuscript 718. Did I finish the book
Michael
now?
Row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Isn't that a religious thing?
Michael, yeah. Sister, help to trim the sails. I think I've sung this before.
Eating your
on the
placenta.
Show. Ooh, yikes. Hello.
Home birth.
Oof.
Hold on.
Put your right foot
wait for
in.
Labor
you
to
put
begin.
Your right foot out. You put your right foot in.
And you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Bop, 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 bop.
I am reading the book. I just haven't gotten to that.
Oh, okay. It will definitely be. I'm sorry, but it's definitely in either labor and delivery or the fourth trimester section. And she absolutely recommends that. And she talks about the Mula Bandha for strengthening your pelvic floor. Andy talks about like the belly band or the belly bandit, I think she calls it.
Yeah, I think it's a brand.
Yeah,
but...
and it's it shouldn't be uncomfortable. It should help you feel
supported.
And that corset thing is different. That's women claiming like, oh, it gave me a waist that looks like I put in ass implants and removed her ribs, which is what I really did, and then did an ad for this corset. So yeah, that's totally, this is totally different. This is to just help with recovery, especially with like a C-section or something where you probably want a little extra support and it's sore, it hurts. And I'm sorry about that, that we sang so much.
I apologize. Singing. It's just probably stuck in my head now.
Probably cut that out. And Michael, row your boat ashore. Well, yeah, sorry for not helping at all.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was really helpful because it's, I feel like there's so many, it's just confusing on a lot of social media websites where you start looking at things and you can't quite tell what's an advertisement, what's actually good information. It's so confusing. It's like, is this worthwhile? Is it not? But it's actually extremely helpful. So
I found it.
Oh my God.
I found it. It's on page. Okay. On my doc manuscript, it's 370, but I don't know what it is in the book. Okay. So here's what Dr. Suzanne says. I'm a big advocate of taking time to recover. Self-care is crucial right now. This is, of course, after giving birth. The month or so after giving birth is an important time to just be where you are instead of worrying about what you have to do, worrying about what you're going to need to do in the next few hours, in the next few days. Dial it down. Did everyone eat? Did everyone sleep? That's all that matters. Take it one day at a time. My training in Ayurvedic medicine includes very specific instructions on care of the mom for those 40 days postpartum. Daily oil massages, specific healing foods, especially kichari, K-I-T-C-H-A-R-I, a simple dish of mung beans and rice with digestive herbs like turmeric, and belly binding to support the healing of the abdomen are all practices I recommend. If this interests you, an Ayurvedic physician can instruct you on these and give you a personalized prescription for your own situation. Good Lord. So yeah, it's cool. Just wanted to make sure we got that right. It's the reason I had a doctor write the friggin' thing. I didn't want to get it wrong.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, congratulations. Jillian is a good name.
Well, I will consider that for sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Happy New Year. Okay, guys. At long last, my new app is finally available for Android, iOS, the Apple Watch. It's Jillian Michaels, that simple, and I literally will be your personal trainer. You can pick any one of the three meal plans, vegan, omnivore, paleo / gluten-free. You can create any workout you want. I designed it for you based on your needs, or you can pick from any program I've already created. There are over 550 exercises. I work with you throughout. I motivate throughout. I talk to you on form throughout the entire workout. The workouts are literally endless. You will never get bored. There are over 550 exercises. So check it out. It's $1 a week. That's it. I hope you like it. JillianMichaels.com.